This week in Washington, the National Cotton Council has been working closely with the Department of Agriculture and others within the federal government as agencies respond to the COVID-19 outbreak across the U.S. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the Council, joins us with more details on what the ag community faces.
One of the key issues in agriculture that has arisen is the impact that this is having on H-2A labor and the processing of those visas in other countries to allow those workers into the U.S. as we're approaching planting season. USDA is taking action on this, working with the State Department and others to try to provide opportunities to make sure that most of these workers can get their visas processed and get to the U.S. as quickly as possible. USDA has set up a dedicated email account for those that are encountering issues and need to reach out to USDA about that, and the email address is aglabor@usda.gov. The council will continue to engage with USDA on this and other issues that are arising because of the current situation. Also, USDA is reminding customers that are planning to visit one of the Farm Service Agency service centers in their county or area to call ahead of time, make sure the office is open, and schedule an appointment as necessary before going to the office to conduct business.
Also, producers in coastal areas of the Cotton Belt are reminded that USDA has made available for this growing season a hurricane endorsement crop insurance product that can be purchased along with the underlying policy.
The sales closing date for this hurricane component is the end of April, and so growers that are interested are encouraged to contact your crop insurance agent as soon as possible to determine whether this is a good fit and what the cost is going to be, and determine if it's something that the grower wants to add to their policy.
And shifting our focus back to the response to the COVID-19 outbreak, this week the National Cotton Council joined other business and agriculture groups on two letters sent to the administration and congressional leadership regarding economic relief measures and potential supply chain disruptions for farm inputs.
One of these was focused on the various economic relief measures that are needed from Congress and the administration to try to allow businesses to recover going forward and provide as much economic and financial relief as possible. It was a very broad, kind of all of the business community letter. The other one was an ag-specific letter that was signed by dozens of farm and agricultural groups to the president, highlighting the importance of making sure that any of the responses that are being taken do not impede the ability of growers and others in agriculture to get the inputs that they need as we're approaching and in the middle of planting season in many areas. And so to make sure that those inputs can continue to flow to the farmers and they have the most access possible given the current circumstances.